Welcome back to the Profit Your Knowledge podcast. Today's guest is Paul Levitin. He is a self-confidence coach, a podcaster of his own, and a public speaker. And he is really big on habits. In fact, his podcast is called Happy Human Habits, and I absolutely love that name. It's really just about, you know, what makes happy humans and the habits that they have created for themselves and that they follow. So you can see kind of the common trends and develop those habits or something similar in your own way and finding something that makes you happy as well. So I'm super, super excited about the conversation of habits. It's so big because we all have habits, but are they benefiting us or not? That's really what we're unpacking today and hearing more about Paul and his story. How are you doing today, Paul?
I'm doing amazing, James. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited for this conversation as well.
Yeah, dude. Likewise. Habits is really fun. I've had one other person on the podcast who talked habits, and it was a really fun conversation and just hearing about it, all that jazz and their story and kind of their take on habits. So I'm really interested to hear yours. Before we get into that, I do want to learn a little bit more about you. I'm sure everybody here does. What made you decide, one, to become an entrepreneur instead of just working in a job? You know, what made you decide to like, I want to do my own thing? And then how did you like fall down the path of like personal development, habit creating, and building a business, not like selling carpets, but teaching people how to have better habits and get into the field that you're in now?
Yeah, they both kind of go hand in hand. My journey was very just matter of fact in that way. And they're kind of one and the same. I started as a personal trainer. So I was a personal trainer in a gym. Personal training then goes hand in hand with nutrition. So when everyone who starts personal training, the next thing they learn is nutrition. And it's like, okay, when I have these two things, it's like, that's all the answers, right? It's like, this is how you help people. It's like, you tell them what to do, you tell them what to eat, and then everyone's going to be fit and happy. And yet what you find out when you're doing that job, or if you just have eyes and a brain, is that we have all that information and the world is not fit and happy. So I learned like, okay, there's a missing piece here. And that missing piece was mindset and habits and routines and the stuff that goes on in between our ears, in the 6 inches between our forehead and our skull, that makes all of the difference. So that's what I became very interested in my personal life, was reading books, personal development, listening to podcasts, becoming better, understanding the human condition better for myself and for my clients. And in that time, I was also working as a personal trainer. As I'm learning all this stuff, I was becoming better. I was becoming a better personal trainer. I became the top trainer in my company. I was the number one salesperson in the entire New York City area. I was doing well, but I also realized that there was a cap on what I could ever make as a personal trainer. Every session that I did was an hour of my life. And so even a busy trainer who trains 8 hours a day, like you can make 120 grand, 150 grand as a personal trainer, but that's training 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And those 8 hour days are not like regular 8 hour days. This is not sitting in an office, sipping coffee and sending memes to your friends. If I'm training someone for an hour, I'm on, I'm with them for that full hour. And I have 7 to 8, then my 8 o'clock comes in, then 8 to 9. It's like, I don't even have a break to go to the bathroom. I don't have a break to eat lunch. And it's like, okay, like this isn't it. You know, I could make good money here and I could be successful at this job, but buying back my time and no longer trading time for hours was just the clear and only route. And as I'm learning, so my first transition was to online fitness coaching, which I quickly left behind to focus more on the mindset side. So now what I focus on is self-confidence, self-sabotage, all of this stuff that then allows us to be happier, healthier, more fit, whatever else you want to be.
Yeah, I love that. And just the progression, it's always so fun to hear from people. I'm curious, you know, you said that the obvious progression was to go into the fitness space online, because you're like, I already have experience with this, I can go into this. And then you said it quickly transitioned into the habits and that sort of stuff. What was the thought process there? What made you decide, like, I don't want to do fitness at all, I like this thing, and then making that pivot?
Yeah, well, it was a few things. One, it was, again, working in that world, working as a fitness coach for so long, I saw that it wasn't really the thing that I thought it was. Right? When I was 23, 24, 25, I started as a personal trainer. It's like, okay, like what matters? Just abs and looking better and having better biceps and like getting girls, right? And like, so that's where my head was. I was like, if I can help other people do that, then I can make the world a better place. But then as you grow, you realize like, okay, that's not what this is all about. And then again, what I started to see was that like people were coming for to me looking for something more, meaning they're coming, I just want to lose 20 pounds. It's like, but why do you want to lose 20 pounds? Well, because when I lose 20 pounds, then this will happen. Then I'll be able to be on the beach confidently. Then I'll be able to talk to that girl or that guy. The guys, I just want bigger arms. Then I'll be able to be cool in my friend group. Again, whatever the thing was. So in my head, I'm like, well, why are we not talking about that? Because the thing always boiled down to happier and more confident, right? It's like whatever you think that when you get to a goal, you're going to be happier, whether it's a weight loss thing, a physique thing. And if you're, we can switch this to business, right? When I have the money, then I'll be happy. When I have the business that brings in 7K annual, monthly, and 7 figures annually, then everything's going to be good. It's like if you're not happy now, you won't be happy then. And there is a level of it. Yes, like we do need a certain level of financial stability to make things safe for us. But once you know, they do a ton of studies like this that, like, once you have a certain amount of money, more money doesn't necessarily make you happier. But we chase these external metrics of fitness, of looks, of money, of all these things to make us happier, where I'm just like, okay, like that's not how it works. That's not how the human brain works. That's not how our psyche works. So let me just help people get to the end goal, which is confidence, happiness. And then the rub of it is like when you're more happy and more confident, you do the things that a more happy and more confident person does. A happy, confident person will eat better, they'll exercise more, they'll work on their business, they'll do the things that they know they're supposed to do because it's coming from a place of love inside them and they're coming from a place of wanting to better themselves. And all of a sudden, by just starting at the end, you do the thing to get the body, to get whatever else you want. So for me, it just made sense of like we're focusing on the one piece, which is like, how do I look? When it's like the real thing you care about is where I'm going to feel when I look like that.
Yeah, I love that, dude. It really does boil down to it, and I love what you mentioned. You know, when I hear someone say something vague like "I want to get into better shape," I'm always like, "Okay, well, why?" And that's just because I've learned from like sales trainers and stuff. But it's not even just like sales tactics. That's just transformation, because nobody wants something just to have it. And I love that you brought that up, and the importance of habits. So your podcast, you talk to people about habits. You talk a lot about habits. You have conversations and interviews with people who've created great habits in their life. You've created great habits in your lives. And all these conversations that you have you noticed some common trends and certain habits that are kind of consistent with really happy humans?
Yeah, well, that's what the show is about. It's not so much of like, oh, you have this habit. It's more like you're successful. Let's figure out what these habits are, because a lot of times people don't realize it's not people. Everyone thinks that it's going to be this thing of like, I started doing a morning routine and drinking water and doing yoga, and like that's what made me happy. But it's not. The real thing is that all of the people who are happy, who are successful, who are more confident, have these habits ingrained in them. They are consistent. They show up even when it's hard. They do what they said that they're going to do. They have a higher knowledge of self, right? They understand their own wants and needs versus what society is telling them to do. They prioritize their health and fitness, right? Most happy people I know are not out of shape and sick. They might not be magazine cover ready, but they prioritize going for walks. They prioritize eating well. They prioritize getting more sleep. And not because they were taught these things, right? That's the thing. Everyone thinks it's, oh, when I read Atomic Habits, then everything changed. When I read this one book, then everything changed. Like these people do this instinctively. They've just done it because that's what feels good. Because when you feel it, it's like you leave the matrix. It's like, why wouldn't I do it? People ask me, like, how do I stay consistent? It's like, I mean, the other option is to get worse. It's either I do the thing I have to do and I get better, or I don't think do the thing that I have to do and I get worse. So once I see it that way, it's just a binary choice every day. It's like, do I get better or do I get worse? Well, I don't want to get worse. And getting better sucks. It's hard. It's annoying. It's time consuming and it burns. And there's a million other reasons not to do it. But on the other side of that is death. And I don't want that side. So I want to get better. And that's it. And again, like, so these people, I talk to entrepreneurs, I talk to therapists, I talk to coaches, I talk to athletes. And it's just like, how do we figure out, find what that golden thread of is of success that all of these people have interweaved in their lives, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously? And how do we now take that out and give it to the other people? Because not everyone will have that automatically, right? Everyone exists on a bell curve, and some things come more naturally to us than others, right? Some people are great at soccer out of the womb, and some people you could practice for 20 years and they'll never be that good. Some people can play piano on sight. They've never even seen a piano. We all exist on these spectrums. So some people will have those habits ingrained in them. They just show up. They're consistent. They hammer it out. They have a growth mindset. They have high self-efficacy, all of these things, and some people won't. So my goal is to find those things that those people have and put it into a container that the people who weren't so lucky can then use it to better their lives.
I love it. So well put. What is your take on morning routines? Is there a love-hate relationship going on over here? What's your take?
Yeah, for sure. So morning routines, exactly. Love-hate relationship. Good word. Good way to phrase it. I have morning routines that I give clients. I have a episode on morning routines that has a free morning routine checklist, a 10-step morning routine that I call Win the Morning, Win the Day, and that I give away to people for free. So if anyone wants that, you can go find that episode and you can download it. And I will say that, and in the same breath, say that I don't do that. I don't do morning routines. I've tried them. They don't change my life.
What?
Really
You're
can't.
giving it away, the structure, and you don't do it?
Right. Because you go into back to what I just said, everyone exists on a spectrum. And some people need that rigidity. They need that structure. They need that this, then this, then this, then this, then this. And some people don't. Some people will get their stuff done with or without it. But some people won't. And they need that structure to get them to get the ball rolling and to start their day off on the right tone. So again, that goes back to the meta habit I was saying, which is knowledge of self. So now you have to know yourself because I know myself and I know that I don't need a morning routine. But if I'm the person who does need that structure and I'm going, well, morning routines are for losers, well, I'm screwing myself. And if I'm the person who doesn't need that structure and I'm trying to force feed myself a morning routine because that's what the gurus say and that's what the Instagram guy says and that's what the podcast guy said, I'm also going to screw myself. So that's why, again, I just talk about peeling back the onion. We're trying to get to the center here, and knowledge of self and what you need as an individual is a skill that will supersede everything else.
Right. Okay. So I get what you're saying. I firmly believe that like the typical morning routine that is portrayed on social media and in books that we hear and that literal books are built around is like win the morning, win the day. It's something you said earlier. I've done that stuff. You know, I've been in business and entrepreneurship for over 5 years at this point. I've tried so many things just to like optimize my output and all this stuff. I've done journaling. I took cold showers every day religiously for a long time. And I actually took a cold shower this morning, but it went hot. You know, I just did it while it was heating up and it was just like, yeah, why not? Because I felt like doing it. And I still am getting everything done that I need to get done. But like the journaling and stuff, yes, it helped. Yes, like waiting to drink coffee or getting sunlight in the morning, like all this biohacking stuff, like it did help, but I was doing all the right things, quote unquote, with morning routines, and I wasn't growing my business or getting the results that I wanted. And now I mean, everybody has a morning routine. Like you have a morning routine, even though if it's may not be the cookie cutter one, but it is something that works for you. And like I like to wake up at 5:30, 5:20 in the morning and then go do CrossFit at 6 a.m. Back in the day, I was totally different. It was like crazy to me, but I like to do that because I like to knock it out first thing in the morning. And then I come home, I make some food, I clean myself, you know, and then I get ready to go to work and I plan out my day. Usually my day's planned the night before about what I'm going to tackle or I have calls and stuff. But that's what works for me. And I have grown my business so much more by just kind of doing the thing that works for me. So I think it's really interesting.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it, right? It's this is what I say when I coach people. I'm like, what this is not what people think they're going to do when I coach them is they're going to go, okay, you follow this plan. Here it is, this step, this step, this step, this step. I'm like, what this is not is making you fit into my plan. What this is building a container to fit you, the individual, a specific plan for James. And what works for James isn't what works for Paul, and it's not what works for whoever's listening. Like, there are certain parts, certain aspects of human nature. That's what I talk about on the podcast, but if there were one answer for this stuff, then James Clear would have solved it all with Atomic Habits. Everyone's read that book. Why is the world not filled with all of the happiest, fittest, most attractive, most successful people? You know, the reason I learned so much about habits, I did a course on habits. I used to teach a course on habits. So I read every book that has habits in the name. Atomic Habits, Tiny Habits, Big Habits, Small Habits, the Power of Change, all of the different habit books. It's like, again, am I perfect? No. Have I unlocked the cheat code to life? No, I have a better understanding of this stuff and I can use them as tools. Where I see that the power of the morning routine being most advantageous is simply in the fact of doing what you said you would do. This is, again, a meta skill of the happiest, healthiest humans. Do you do what you said you were going to do? Do you set a goal, set a routine, set a plan, and then follow through? Because people who don't follow through end up not getting what they want. And people who do follow through end up getting what they want. So a morning routine is nothing more to me than my 10 step win the morning, win the day routine is 10 steps. So by the time you wake up in the morning and you're 45 minutes awake, you have 10 wins. You've programmed your subconscious brain to go, okay, I am the type of person who does hard things. That's what a cold shower is. I don't believe in any of the cold shower changes your fat, this, that, or the other thing. I don't care about that. But it is something uncomfortable that I don't want to do in the morning. And I said I would. And I did it and I survived. And that trains my subconscious brain. So my morning routine, when I give that checklist to people, it's wake up without a snooze. That's step one, right? Because if I set my alarm and I snooze it, I am saying to my subconscious brain, I don't do what I say I'm going to do. And if I wake up without snoozing it, I say, I do what I say I'm going to do. Then it's drink a glass of water, make your bed, say an affirmation. Those things take 30 seconds. Are they going to change your life? Is having a made bed going to be the thing that makes a difference? Is saying one affirmation or drinking one glass of water going to be the thing that makes a difference? Maybe, probably not, but maybe. But they will vote in your brain for the type of person that you want to be. So I see value in that. What your morning routine is, if you want to choose the Hal Elrod or the this one or the other one, it's like, I don't know, pick your poison. It doesn't really matter. Again, you could probably try all of them and realize they're all the same. They're all not that different. But the point is that doing what you said you were going to do is a big deal.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And I like the idea of doing what's uncomfortable, like taking cold showers. I totally agree. Cause I was like, yeah, oh, it'll help you like burn fat or whatever. And I'm like, I don't really care. You know, that's why I exercise and focus on nutrition. Like those are the big wins, you know, when it comes to that. But I do agree that when I'm standing there staring at ice cold shower and the water, and I'm like, I know this is gonna suck, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Then I do it. Like I feel more resilient when other things get presented to me later on. That's the same with CrossFit. Like, I don't know if you do CrossFit. You talked about it a little earlier. You mentioned something about it, but it's like it's hard and it's difficult. And I know it's going to be difficult. And looking at the workout, like I've done it long enough where I'm like, this is going to be like uncomfortable, but I'm going to do it anyway because they hit the timer and it counts down from 10. It's go. Doesn't matter if you're ready, get ready because we're starting the workout, you know? And then I do it. And that's helped me just in life and in business and everything, just be like, I know this is something I need to do and I don't really feel like doing it, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Right. And that is a habit of a happy human, doing something uncomfortable now for the benefit later, which is the exact opposite of instant gratification culture, which is doing what feels good now to my detriment later. So again, like this is something that you don't have to be taught. Like you're not doing that because, oh, it's delaying gratification. You're doing it because you're like, I just know that doing this is good for me. Even though it's going to suck right now, I'm going to do it. And being able to do that is the difference of what makes you successful versus what makes someone else not. So, you know, but that is a trainable skill and a trainable trait because again, you take one cold shower, you're like, oh my God, this is gonna suck, this is gonna suck, this is gonna suck. You get in, it sucks, but it's not that bad. You survive. The next day, it's gonna suck, it's gonna suck, it's gonna suck. You get in, it still sucks, but it's not that bad. All of a sudden, you're training your brain. This is literally called exposure therapy, right? If someone's afraid of spiders, you show them a picture of a spider. Then you bring them in a room where there's a spider. And then you bring the spider a little bit closer. And then all of a sudden, they can touch the spider because you've slowly graded it up. So you do the same thing with doing hard things. And that's how you build a mindset that is geared towards doing the hard thing because hard things are what gets results. So that's where we need to get.
Yeah, and it's the other thing too, like kind of the flip side of it. It's not just doing the hard things. It's also knowing that everything's going to be okay. Like with the spider thing. I mean, that could be terrifying and like keep getting closer and then it bites you. You're like, I told you it was terrible. But it's like if the spider's friendly and you keep getting closer and you're like, okay, nothing happened. Oh, I got a little bit closer, but nothing happened. And everything's like, I'm fine. You know, like you said, when you take a shower, it's like, I'm going to be okay. Or you can add some hot water after your cold exposure and then heat it up and then it's comfortable again. And then when you get to a point where, let's say you see someone that you're attracted to and you're like, that's the person I wish that I could be with. I would love to. And the only way they're ever going to know that you're available or willing or like in the market is if you go out and start a conversation, just say, hey, how's it going? You know, whatever it is, but you do the interaction, start the interaction. And it's the same exact thing where you're sitting there looking at the cold water, but now you're looking at this person being like, this is gonna be scary, this is gonna be uncomfortable, but I'm gonna do it anyway. And then you do it, and then it's like, well, maybe they were in a relationship. It's like, okay, well, now I know, you know, and I'm not gonna beat myself up with regret. It's just like, is what it is. Or maybe they said, yeah, let's go on a date, and then you get to go out and everything's happy days.
Right, exactly. It's just that's exactly why the cold showers are good. Exactly why getting up early is good. It's again, it's not that there's anything magic about a cold shower or any of that stuff. It's training your brain so that in those situations where it is harder, that come around less frequently. Because if you don't do hard things, except in those times, right? It's like, oh, when I see a pretty girl at a bar, I'm going to go talk to her. And that happens once every 3 months. It's like, okay, well, like you're not getting many reps in, right? Talk about the gym, like you got to get your reps in. But if you take a cold shower every morning and you write every day, even when it's hard, and you do CrossFit 3 times a week and blah, 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 you do all these hard things. And now you get to that 1, 2 months later, you get to, I'm going to ask a pretty girl out. You've been putting in your reps every single day of doing hard things, surviving, training your brain that, okay, I can do hard things. I can get through them. It's okay. I don't die. I can survive this. Now you're going to be much more inclined to do that thing. And again, this is entrepreneurship as well. This is taking a swing at a business. Like, this is not just about fitness or anything like that. This is just all aspects of the human condition.
Yeah, because I mean, everything's just an experience, and emotions are emotions, you know, whether it's asking the person out or starting a business, quitting your job, like it's you're still feeling fear or uncertainty or excitement, you know, and it's just that general emotion anyway. So it's just how you kind of process that. I love this, you know, because one of my biggest pet peeves is, you know, especially in the personal development space, is being, what's the word? It's being, what is, oh my gosh, I can't think of the word. Being counterintuitive, I guess, like just to be counterintuitive. There's a better word for it. But being polarizing just to be polarizing. Polarizing is the word. And there's an example, Craig Ballantyne. There's a lot of stuff I enjoy from Craig, don't get me wrong. But there's one thing that he said, and I was like, come on, Craig. Like he's doing it just to be polarizing. But he was saying, like, you if you wake up in the morning and then work out and all this stuff, like it's terrible, basically. And he's like, you should work out at the end of the day. And I'm like, well, you know, for me personally, like my schedule, it works better for me to work out in the beginning of the day because I know myself. You know, I used to be the person that worked out in the evening and that was it because that was just my schedule and it just made sense for me. But I'd rather work out in the morning and I feel more productive when I do, just to knock it out. So yeah, it's just something that kind of bothers me. But I like what you're saying here because it's something that people can try things, and I think it's good, you know, try getting direct sunlight in the morning. I mean, it is good for you, don't get me wrong. Try the cold showers, but I like and all the different things and kind of find your groove. But the underlying thread is doing what's uncomfortable consistently and getting used to that, because then when real situations come up to you, the big sales promotion or the, you know, enrolling a client, your first client, that's terrifying. I remember I was like shaking when I first told someone how much my coaching was, or asking someone out or anything like that. Like you're more mentally prepared and conditioned. I love that. So I do want to ask you, Paul, you know, in being an entrepreneur, for the time that you've been an entrepreneur, you know, based on your career in this space of like teaching, sharing your knowledge, your ideas, and then turning that into an income and a business and stuff, what's something that you wish someone would have told you early on?
Oh, good question. That there's no one specific metric that denotes success, and there's no one specific route to success. Meaning, there's a lot of people with 1 million Instagram followers who are not making any money. And there's a lot of people with 1,000 Instagram followers who are making a lot of money. And just getting to 1 million followers on Instagram is not the only way to build a successful business. And just getting to 10,000 subscribers on YouTube or whatever else that there is, there, what for every way that exists, there's someone out there crushing it right now. Someone crushing it with just a podcast, with just a newsletter, with just a Substack, with just a Instagram, with just a TikTok, with a combination of them, someone who hates all of them but only does one of them, and all of them are valid options. But you have to, again, goes back to knowledge of self. You have to know what you are going to do, what you're going to stick to, and where you want to push at first. Because, as they say, the man who chases two rabbits catches none. And when you try to do everything, you end up doing nothing. So focus in one area and then expand out from there.
Yeah, I love that, man. Yeah, subscriber count doesn't matter, because I've met people who are like YouTube, for example, and I share this all the time, but I was making thousands of dollars from YouTube every month when I had 200 subscribers, and people, because I had to figure out how to do it. And I get discovered on YouTube, and on the back end, I offer coaching and affiliate programs and all the stuff on the back end. So I'm just pulling traffic from YouTube, but it's always working for me. And people are just like, what? And I've talked to people who are making thousands of subscribers and they're monetized. I'm not even monetized right now. I still have to get like 2,000 hours of watch time left, but I have 1,000 something subscribers. And it hasn't had any dent, you know, it's all good. It's just my income grows each month, but it's because I'm just smart with that traffic. And I've had people who are monetized and they're like, I only make like $70 a month in AdSense. And I'm like, dude, you're like, you have so much potential there, you know? So it's just, it is crazy, the internet, because people think that, oh, if he has 1 million subscribers, then that's what it takes to be successful. And then they must be making all this money. It's like, it's not always true. So I appreciate you for sharing that, because that's real. That's just the truth, you know, and especially for the small people who listen to this show or people getting started on the journey. It's like, just get started, focus on providing quality service for people, connecting with the right people and everything. And, you know, you're going to grow your business and just keep swinging. Paul, great getting to know you, man. I really appreciate it. I love the ideas that you shared here just about doing the small things that are challenging. Where can people connect with you and learn more about what you're doing?
Yeah. So, you know, like James said in the beginning, check out my podcast. I'm sure it'll be linked somewhere in the show notes or wherever you're listening or watching on. You can go click something and find me. I have almost 300 episodes of lots of stuff like this. If you're into personal development, personal growth, business habits, that type of thing. And then my social media is just my name, at Paul Levitin, across all platforms, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Carrier Pigeon, Smoke Signals, wherever you want to find me, I'll be there. And yeah, you can also email me, paul@paullevitin.com. I'm extremely easy to find. That's really it.
Awesome, dude. Right on. We'll put links down in the description so you can get connected with Paul, because he knows his stuff. Like he said, he read every single book, essentially, under Habits. And dude practices what he preaches and has a really cool podcast. So definitely check that out. And I hope that you got the underlying thread of what we were talking about today. It's wake up, do small, challenging things that are uncomfortable consistently, because then big things are going to show up in your life, whether that's a personal thing or a professional thing. And it's, you're going to have to deal with stress no matter what. So if you're given like micro doses of little stress throughout your days and get used to that, you become a stronger and more capable person. And the next thing you know, you're like, oh, I'll do this thing because I'm going to be okay. I'm not going to die by doing that, by asking someone out or telling someone this is how much it is to work with me. You know, just the doing more of these things is going to help you become more of a resilient person. So awesome stuff today. The biggest thing though, is I hope you got inspired from this episode. I hope you have some nuggets, you know, and most importantly, you do something with this information, because implementation is your only superpower. So take what you learned here, get out there, make something happen, and we will see you in the next one.